are you living in the world of mass hallucination or are you living in the real world? Because most of the common everyday people today are living in a world of mass hallucinations. They literally see things that are not there. This is especially true among Democrats and leftists. They can look at any piece of rope and they immediately see a noose. Oh, it's a hate crime. It's a hate crime. There was a case on a college campus recently where someone was during lunchtime, I think, practicing tying a fishing knot. And they left behind a piece of small rope that they were practicing tying a fishing knot. And it was reported to the FBI as a hate crime, a noose. And it was investigated, and it was all BS, of course. But somebody looked at a knot of rope and said, that's a hate crime, because that's what leftists do. They hallucinate everything. But that's just one example. Leftists hallucinate gender. They think that they can change their gender by wishing, like waving a magic wand. They think they can literally change their gender. They think men can get pregnant if they just say that they're women. I mean, this is the hallucination that they're suffering from. Mass delusion. Same thing with the weather. Any weather event, they look at it now, anything, a rainstorm, a drought, a tornado, they look at it, even an earthquake, and they say, oh my God, it's climate change. And these are the same people that 2 decades ago, they would have seen a weather event and they would have just said, oh, it's raining. Oh, it's snowing. Oh, it's cold. Oh, it's hot. Now it's like, it's climate change. Everything is climate change. They are insane because they're hallucinating all the time. They do not live in the real world, whether it's biology or science or economics or culture. Their worlds are artificial constructs. They're living in the world of digital information. They're connected to CNN through the CNN app on their phone. They're living through Facebook and living through Twitter. They are plugged into a false reality, which dissociates them from actual reality. They cannot discern the difference between fiction and truth. And that's why all the so-called truth fact checkers on the left are doing nothing but spreading lies. And by the way, that attribute of not being able to discern the difference between reality and fiction, that's something that five-year-olds suffer from when they watch cartoons. They think the cartoon is real, or whatever show they're watching. It's Teletubbies. They think the Teletubbies are real, or My Little Pony. Where is My Little Pony? Is she flying on rainbows? You know, five-year-old children think that's real. That's the way liberals think. As adults, Democrats, liberals, leftists of any age, they think like five-year-old children, which is why they have zero rationality. They cannot even recognize facts or the real world around them. And that's why they love to live in cities, by the way, because cities are also distanced from reality. They don't want to deal with real questions like, where does your food come from? Well, that hamburger you're eating, that's from the slaughtering of a cow in a slaughterhouse. Wow, why don't you go there? Or where does your water come from? Where does your fuel come from? Where does your electricity come from? They don't want to deal with any of those questions. Or where does your poop go when you flush it down the toilet? They don't want to know. A city is an artificial construct that actually elicits living in an artificial reality because you don't have to think about where anything comes from or where anything goes. You don't have to live in the real world if you're in a city. Everything is a fake construct. And then if you're in a city and going online all the time, then you're in a fake construct within a fake construct. You're in an artificial online world while you're living in your artificial city apartment and drinking your artificial water that's been pumped in, you know, using electricity from burning coal that you oppose, but you don't know where it comes from, so you don't ask and don't tell. These people, these progressives, liberals, leftists, they are so delusional. They are so disconnected from reality that the only thing that's real to them is whatever they hallucinate. And they've hallucinated all kinds of things that are actually posing a real danger to society. They hallucinate. They think there's racism everywhere. Anybody criticizes Ilhan Omar, they say, oh, it's racism, racism, racism. Everything's racist to them. They think there are Russians hiding under every bed in America, or at least beds slept on by conservatives. Like there's a Russian master that is the puppeteer for every conservative in America. The Russians stole the election. The Russians control Trump. He's a puppet. of Vladimir Putin. They see Russians everywhere, even when there are no Russians. But it's like, again, it's like a five-year-old child that sees a monster in the closet or a monster under the bed. Mommy, mommy, there's a monster under the bed. That's the way liberals think. Just replace the word monster with Russians. And that's pretty much adult left-wing lunatics today. That's the way they think. Now, we have a word for this. You know, it's called, well, a phrase, mass mental illness. Mass mental illness. Or there's another phrase, a term, called shared delusions. In other words, there are times where populations share a delusion or a delusion goes viral in the psyche of a population. I think there's a better term for it. It's almost like the delusion is infectious. It becomes a pandemic of a delusion where everybody agrees to affirm that something is true when it's totally false. Like a few thousand years ago, if you lived on an island in the South Pacific, and you and all the people on your island agreed that volcanoes were caused by angry gods, right? So you're like, don't anger the gods, or that volcano's going to erupt again. And the elders, you know, there was like 97% consensus that volcanoes are caused by angry gods. And that was the reality of the tribe. And that was what everybody believed was true. Even though, of course, it's false. Volcanoes are not caused by angry gods. I hope you know that. You could probably convince a leftist. I mean, they think that trees are being killed by carbon dioxide, which is even more insane than thinking volcanoes are caused by angry gods. I mean, carbon dioxide is the molecule that keeps green plants alive and thriving. It's the molecule of plant life. And yet leftists have been convinced to believe that carbon dioxide is killing plants. That's amazing. You could probably convince a leftist that water causes dehydration. You could, really, if Al Gore said, well, we found that water causes dehydration. We have to get rid of H2O, dihydrogen monoxide. The leftists would totally go for that. They would say, water, bad, bad water, bad water. Rain, it's raining, climate change. That's the way they think. Or really, they don't think at all. That's the way they react. Because they're just emotional vessels of irrationality and stupidity. That's Ocasio-Cortez. That's Ilhan Omar. That's every liberal in every position of power throughout society. They are idiots. They are truly moronic individuals who have no clue how anything works in the world around them. And that's why everything they try to do fails. That's why every city they run collapses into destitution and third world status. That's why they don't understand real atmospheric science. They don't understand cause and effect. They don't understand economics or tax policy. All they have is basically the same mindset of a five-year-old. Mommy, mommy, why can't we make the world a wonderful utopia by telling everybody what to do? Like, that's the way liberals think. They have no understanding of free will, free market economics, cause and effect, anything. They just have a five-year-old mentality. So really, a liberal is someone who never grew out of a five-year-old mentality. They're still scared of monsters under their bed. The Russians, obviously. They still hallucinate everything. They can't discern the difference between fiction and reality. But they want to make the world a wonderful place full of flying unicorns and My Little Pony. And they just think that you need to be controlled. You need to be told what to do so that their pretty little sparkly cloud world can come to fruition. It's a five-year-old mentality. That's what liberals are. So unless you want five-year-olds running your government, don't vote for liberals. You'd be smarter to vote for an actual five-year-old. Really? Or I guess you could vote for AOC, who still has the brain of a five-year-old somehow. That's amazing. We should study her. She's like a science experiment. Like, how did this happen? This is amazing. Let's study this person, because somehow someone has managed to merge the brain of a five-year-old with the body of a creature from the movie Avatar. I don't know. Something like that. It's insane. But hey, stay informed. You want to be informed by truly intelligent sources of independent information, keep reading my website, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com, and listen to my podcasts at brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative. It's a free speech alternative. It's free to use. Go ahead and use it, brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition, healthrangerstore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, healthrangerstore.com is where you find it.